And so I wanted to sort of go back to this sort of lightening the load image, sort of building on that. Because it's not about sort of not taking responsibility, but I think sometimes our tendency can be, in particular as parents, to sort of overtake responsibility, to take, not overtake it, but take too much responsibility. And it can seem like, you know, something goes wrong and it's all our fault. And there's quite a nice framework that I was reading about recently. I was recently on solitary retreat and reading about it. And it's about sort of, sometimes we assume that it's our fault. We assume it's all gone wrong. We assume it's our fault. And then it's about a method of just looking to see some of the holes in those assumptions. So one example would be suddenly losing your temper, or there's a row. I came back the other day and kitchen's a mess, and suddenly flash row and it all accelerates, it all gets worse. But it could be even, you know, with a younger child, it might be something about a bedtime routine that suddenly all goes pear-shaped, and then there's tears at bedtime and you wanted it all to be lovely and a beautiful end to the day, and then it wasn't, and things like that. And then you suddenly, oh God, terrible, terrible. But this was quite an interesting framework for just seeing the holes in some of the things we assume. And it was about breaking it down into the conditions. You know, Buddhism teaches, you know, paticca-samuppada, everything arises on dependence on conditions. As those conditions cease, that ceases. And obviously we can't identify all the conditions in any given moment, but this was about saying, okay, what might be both the inner and outer conditions, and also the past and present conditions. So in something like a bedtime routine going wrong, which is some of the inner present condition, might be, okay, you're tired. You're tired and you've got something that you need to get onto when you get out of the child's bedroom. And the outer condition, which might be about the child, is, you know, perhaps they're used to you staying there until they fall asleep, and you're currently trying to transition to getting them to fall asleep. So they've got an assumption that you're going to be there. And also, you know, maybe they're tired and fractious. So you can sort of pin it down, you know, sort of pull it apart. It's almost like the image I had when I was thinking about it is like lace, when you're sort of creating holes and things. And when you do that, you can start to think, okay, well, the bit that I brought to this because of the sort of inner present conditions were this. And so you maybe want to think, okay, that's helpful as learning, and take responsibility for that. But it's about not overtaking responsibility for the whole lot. That makes sense. It's just sort of pulling apart our assumptions about ourselves and our effect on the situation. And then you can sort of start to recognise when those conditions are present again. So, for example, that condition of being tired and impatient because there's something to do. You know, sometimes I see it as having almost like a red warning light that comes up. And like, oh, having PMT, you know, premenstrual tension, and actually thinking, and in those moments, all you can aspire to do is not make things worse. You know, so it's not about being, you know, a perfect bedtime. It's just, okay, I'm just not going to make anything worse. And I might sort of sit back a bit and try and keep a bit quieter.